people have to have an operation for.
Appendicitis?
If you eat something that you shouldn't, a lot of times you'll
vomit.
And do you know any casual or joking terms for vomit?
Puke.
Okay.
Kind of odd saying that word.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. If a person had vomited.
I'll tell you another word, another term that means throw up.
Throw up, uh-huh.
Throw up.
If a person had vomited, you'd say he's sick.
At the stomach.
You were speaking of Mrs. You might say she had hardly gotten the news when she came right over to you and
To offer her sympathy or what?
Just
in
to convey the news to you. She came right over to
Bring the message.
If I said,
tell me.
If I said, will you do that for me? You might reply, I certainly
will.
All right. And if you're both. You and your husband are going to be glad to see me. You say, we blank be glad to see you.
We'll be happy to see you.
All right.
Or and glad, either one.
All right. And would you ever say we'd be proud to see you?
Possibly. It would depend on what the conversation, the ensuing conversation had been.
Okay. If you were angry with
that is a term, if I might interrupt, that more of the older people use. For instance, my mother-in-law used to say, sure would be proud to see you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think we've gotten away from it.
Mm-hmm. If you were angry with your child, you'd say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
paddle you.
What do you... When you were a teenager, maybe when your mother was a young girl and she was beginning to become interested in young men, what do you call the association between a boy and a girl?
Courtship or courting. I think in her day it was termed courting.
Mm-hmm. But you would say what?
Dating.
And if you were really interested in the young man, probably with the idea that you would marry him and say,
well, I don't know the terminology that you want, but if you're interested enough to marry one, you say, I'm going to marry him.
What would you call a man that you were interested in? He's my...
Fiance. Or if you were going to marry him, but if you're interested in steady. He's your steady boyfriend.
And of course the girl would be called, she is my...
To marry, you mean? If, yeah,
just a
steady girlfriend.
And what terms, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his mother said, you've been...
smooching.
Okay. And what other terms can you think of? Both.
Well, a long time ago, I think they said necking or
uh-huh.
something like that, or kissing or whatever you
uh-huh.
would say. But, actually, they didn't talk about it too much back in those days. It was
it's not mentioned.
Not mentioned too much.
If.